All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with City of Broken Dreamers. And yeah, DP's not here, unfortunately. He'll be here next week. And let's go ahead and just get started. You know, the Queen Bitch lives right around here. Miss White's then? Yeah. Place hasn't changed a bit. Now to find a way in. You hear a pair of voices coming from around the back of the house. Shit, is the bitch here after all? You're still pissed, yeah, Grimm said you would be. Not pissed, exactly. Oh, Chandra, who's she talking to? I'm a prime hypocrite, I know. I knew Josh and Kyle were shit nozzles and I still introduce you to them. I have free will, Shandy. Abby's looking better, that's good. Look, you never want to see me ever in the history of ever again, I get it, but please, promise me you won't go back there. You're such a drama queen, but okay, I promise. I think I'll stay friends, though. This pool? Heaven. Deal, you know? The fuck? Fuck me, Grimm, you trying to give us a heart attack? Grimm? From the other night. The ghost? Not surprised you don't remember. So, there a reason you're sneaking into your boss's house? She's not here, thank Uber Jeebus. That's good. Didn't really have a plan for what to do if she was here. I can think of a few things, I'm sure. More than a few, like dozens, hundreds even. Can't go 5 minutes without innuendo, can you? That's her secret Milcher power. Innuendo? On her end? Nah, that's just from overuse. Hey, I thought we were friends. We are. I like her. You have good taste. Don't get too flirty, for all his rep, dude is like a monk or something. But hey, he helped out, whether he wanted to or not. Well, thank you. Yeah, well, I won't go into the 50 million ways it almost went wrong, but you're welcome. Who decided to send me home in a cab? All me. Sometimes you need to wake up back home with a pissed off family and no idea how you got there to give yourself some perspective. Understood, the beating my father gave me was quite an eye-opener. Wait, what? Shit, I am of course kidding. Damn it, you had me worried when you said he was pissed before I... He was glad to see that I was alive and, well enough, I suppose. He sounds like a straight-up guy. You're lucky, I hope you know that. My mother, on the other hand... Abby! Anyone else cold? You coming or what, Grimm? Positive your mom isn't home? Trust me, walking around topless, she'd kill me. So, no, she ain't here. Showering, back in 15. Come on, you, to the living room. I need to get my shirt. What is it with you girls and no shirts? You say weird shit sometimes, you know that? It's an astute observation. But women do like to walk around naked sometimes. I don't know why that is. That job with mom over now? Kind of. Oh, a story then. Awesome, let me get comfy. I'm not here to tell you some story, Chandra. Boo, so why are you here? I could use some help. So what? Need advice or something? Cause I am surprisingly smart. Uh-huh. So what? Maybe look the other way as I sneak into her office? Hold up, Spooky. She finds out I let you in here, she will straight up frag me. With the shit you've done, she would have by now. Point. So can you help? Fine, but I need a favor first. Another favor? Really? What could you possibly... Now? Abby will be back in a few minutes. She's my best friend. She hears moans, she knows to run. Or peek. Never sure. Never caught her. Besides, don't you want to see her all blushy? I barely know her. Think about it, my dude. She's so close by. She takes that tiny, super sexified bikini off. The hot water running down, mixing with her dripping juices. You're nuts, you know that, right? Uh-huh. Her sweet, virginal ass glistens as the water pours over her. Virginal? Really? Shush. She hears moans from nearby, and slowly reaches up to her horns with one hand and her pussy with the other. Okay, enough. What, horns too much for you? Not at all. But isn't it weird for you to try to make me think of your friend when you were jealous as hell before? Come on, we all win. What do you say? You really know how to push my buttons, don't you? Just the right ones. Don't waste too much time, Spooky. I wasn't planning on it. Can't tell if you're wet from the pool or... Oh, I don't swim. How did you become such a naughty thing? That's a dumb question, I've always been. Now make me taste it again. Good? It's prime. Kids in your slang. Whatever happened to just good? Because boring. Fuck, you drive me nuts. I know, I piss you off and make you horny. It's a pretty sweet combo if I say so myself. Mr. Grimm! So, Mr. Grimm, are you gonna see if I've been practicing? Well, you're not drunk or high. It's gonna be a challenge for you. Challenge fucking accepted. Now get up here. You asked for it. I did. Now put it in my mouth. If Abby came down now. Keep dreaming. There we go. Phew! With her mouth full. Creeper! Holy shit, you are a fast learner. That's right, all the way down. Perfect view. Just hold it there for a sec. What did I tell you? I'm impressed, but now I want to see that nice ass of yours. Yes, Mr. Grimm. Oh, just get these off. Perfect. Are you gonna fuck me now? What else? I think some doggy is in order. Should I bark? No. You push deep inside her. Good, because that'd be fucking weird. You mentioned it. Now lose the top. What, you don't like it? Bah, fine, Mr. Grimm. Nothing wrong with it, it's just, it's in the way. Better not be lying. Me? Lie to you? Yeah, a lot. Being a sarcastic little brat, I think you'd understand that. Just shut up and fuck me. Getting better. First, fuck at your place, now my place. What are you getting at? Mom's office next? Fuck, you are persistent. Fucking right. Fuck me, keep going. Damn, I can't wait to explode. Soon, Mr. Grimm. Fuck, you made me come. I have my ways. Hell yeah, you do. Shit, the shower stopped. She'll be down here soon. Quick, open your mouth. Ha, okay. Shit, here it comes. You blast deep in the Chandra's mouth. When you think it's over, you explode again. Ah! Don't play with it, swallow it. Gulps down. Ha, fucking aces. Hey, that's my line. Whatever. Now quick, get your clothes on. Good thing you weren't wearing those pants from the other night. Ha, tell me about it. Ta-da! Finished. Is it safe down there? Yeah, babe. Cleaned up the spunk and everything. Gross. All good. Shandy, Dad sent a text. He's worried sick. And then he sent 10 more, so I need to go. I'm just glad we could finally talk. Me too. You're pretty close, right? Yeah, it's not far. You want a lift? Sure, beats walking. Car's just out front. I saw from upstairs. Pretty sweet ride. They don't make them like that anymore. That they don't. Come on, let's take you home. Before I forget, thanks. It's fine. You're on the way. For the ride, but mainly for the other night. Oh yeah, you're welcome. The two ride in silence until... You don't remember me. Was that a question? A statement. No, sorry, I don't. Understandable. I was hornless then. Also, twice the size. Oh yeah, I remember now. Never quite understood how you two were friends. Few do. You had her back, though. Weren't you the one running interference when she was in her mom's room with some little douche? Guilty. That was during her sweet 16s. The douche was Chad Summerchild. Wow, even with a cliche name. She was doing it to make you jealous. Oh, I know. And I thought her intentions were obscure. It's hard to tell when you're sarcastic. Is it? Quiet tonight. A little creepy. I noticed. Just hope it's not an omen. I don't believe in omens. We make our own fate, good or bad. Point, so which house is yours? Alright, third on the left, sorry. I just hope Dad isn't too worried. Parents tend to be. Yeah. Thank you again, you have an interesting car. She's been with me a while. Yelling over the engine, she's unique, take care of her. Might as well see what this K wants. Let's head to the Happy Clam. Man, the Happy Clam sounds like a lesbian joint. Is this the right address, Sam? It appears so, sir. Heh, serves them right. I'll be back in a bit. Hello? It's been a long night, so come out if you're coming. If it's a trap, spring it. Hey there, take the mask off. When you get that light out of my face. Mask first, I'm not gonna shoot you. Fine, Sonya hasn't sniped me yet, so I figure this is clear. Were you followed? No, give me some credit at least. Alright. Wait, what the fuck? You gotta be kidding me. Sonya, you bitch! So. Yeah, awkward. I thought that was Sam. I thought it was odd when you were surprised. I didn't want to be rude, but that was a tad shocking to me. You're not the first. Maybe you should be a bit more upfront next time. That's why I go opt in, less problems that way. Still, the look on your face was worth it. Wait, if you're Sonya's partner, how did you know about me? Of course I know about you. I know everything about you. And you didn't recognize me before? I said I knew about you, but faces, that's not important. What? I'm in a hurry and I'm feeling naked out here, so let's get to business. So you got your mark, but you didn't bring her in. Why? Just skipping the foreplay. As I said, a hurry. And if I don't want to tell you? Then I'll figure it out anyway. I just wanted to speed things up. Knock yourself out. Okie dokies, first this job doesn't follow your typical grunts pattern. You go for sure things, real scumbags, not gray calls. But you took this one. Why? She's not a friend. No link between you. Your fixture is a different story. Ellen Lane, a regular client, she knows the girl and she convinced you. Not bad, but nothing Sonya wouldn't already know. And not the interesting part. See, what has me confused is our dead but not dead friend, Henry Gibson. Thing is, after the meeting, you're both alive, weird enough, but possible. But now you're working together. Why's that? You tell me. You're both ex-military, but so are 87.6% of active ghosts. You never served together, that much is clear. Your contract with Baynard is still active, so it's not about money, and nothing else links you, so... It's the girl. That's all that's left. But again, why? Keep guessing. Not everything is on the net. That's why you're stumped. I'm almost there. Now to bring it home. Everything about everyone is online. I just need to find it. I know my marks better than they know themselves. It's exhilarating and creepy. Potato, potato. Surprised Sonya isn't here yet. Not like her to be this late. About that, this wasn't her idea? Not as such. Then why? She wants to know what's going on, but she can't ask, so I took the initiative. Tell Sonya to keep her distance. She doesn't want to get involved in this. Sorry, Spook. She's already involved. She gave you the night and almost got reamed for it. Tex saw that a mile away. Fuck me, is Tex on this too? Everyone is. No open ghosts in the city right now. Baynard moved fast. More Volstock and the other... More Volstock and at least other... I'll try that one more time. More Volstock and at least two other major courts contracted them all. Kay's eyes glaze for a second as she gets a message. That's the boss. Gotta run. Go out the way you came. I'll go out the back. I'll spy-like. Now, if you don't mind, I gotta get back and start tracking your ass again. Don't worry, this is off the books. Seriously, why are you doing this? I told you. I know what you normies will do before you do. I know the outcome if you and Sonya keep on this. So which one of us wins? Nobody. That's the problem. Was she nice, sir? She was odd, Sam. Most in that profession tend to be. Anything useful? If she's telling the truth, Sonya did try to buy me some time, but she'll be coming regardless. She takes our old code far too seriously, even when others ignore it. Do you admire that? In a way, I do. You always know where she stands. Duty's important to her. Hell, it probably keeps her sane. Fuck it, let's get out of here. Katie's probably pissed. Maybe I can make some peace with her. Yeah, back to downtown, Sam. Any other chatter trying to get through? None, sir. Hold on, an incoming call from Shanlon Russell, sir. Answer it, Sam. I haven't heard from you. Too busy playing in the yard? What do you want, Miss Russell? We had a deal. Don't worry, you'll get your story. I better. Something good. Also, what happened with the girl? I hear you haven't brought her in yet. We're done here. Hey, you fucking... Hang up, Sam. Of course, sir. An hour later, after reaching downtown. So, Sam, any advice for what to say to Katie? You always tell me to shut it. You could try that. Sam. Yes, sir? Shut it. Knowing Katie, she should still be up. Certainly not her type of place. Shit, could it be worse? Hey there, hun. Need company? Let Diamond give you a good time. I'm busy. 100% organic. You don't know what you're missing. Some other time. You're a loss. Now get moving. Not nearly as bad as I was expecting. Not many places have tubs anymore, with hottish water even. You rap on the door lightly. Oh crap! Did they track me down? I can hear you in there, Katie. Oh damn it. Give me a sec, alright? Just another minute. Under a breath. What does he want anyway? I heard that. Okay, coming. Grim, what are you doing here? Just checking up on my favorite street dog. After relocating her to here. Yeah, I did want to make sure you were doing okay after everything. Thanks, so, come in. Check out my new office. Hey, it could be worse. In fact, it's not that bad. Well, it's not cardboard, so there is that. As for equipment, no net, no hollow network. However, we do have a church next door. A church? What else can it be? There's some very loud chants of, oh God, coming through the walls. Heh. So are you doing okay here? Physically I'm fine, but I'm restless. Thanks to your dumb butt, I can't exactly see my patients. So I'm sitting here on pause, hoping that the clinic will be fine while I'm gone. You'll be back to that in no time. Will I? Look, Grim, I appreciate you coming by to check on me, but I just need some sleep. Yeah, of course. I'll check back when I can. Just hold tight. Bye, Grim. Yeah, Sam, pretty sure she hates me now. Can't say I blame her. Quite astute, sir. Sam? Shut it, sir? Shut it. Let's just get back. I don't want to piss Henry off. Sam, lock the car down. Locking the car down, sir. Well, that took longer than I thought. I hope everyone is okay. Nothing is on fire, so that's a good sign. It took you long enough. I'm still working on the punctuality thing. I keep telling you that you have to act like a professional. It's hard enough getting you to work as is. Don't think that's going to be an issue anymore. Where were you? I had some stuff to take care of. Some stuff? It's done. I'm fine, by the way. Gloria's out cold. Henry, too. The odds on that couch making it through the night, though? That's going to go full spectrum if... Excuse me. Thor's going to go full spectrum if that happens. If anything, say it broke during a party. He'll buy that coming from you. Broken is one thing, permanent gigantic ass imprint is another, but... Damn it, what's wrong? What's wrong? We're fucked 6 ways from Sunday. That's what's wrong. I'm out of work, probably forever, and you're gonna be lucky to make it out of this alive. I know. I didn't plan for any of this, Ellen. Not used to seeing you without a plan. And I'm used to having one, so imagine how I feel. Fuck. Hey, I got us in this fucked up situation, I'll get us out. Honestly, that's not even what's bothering me. Imminent arrest and or death isn't bothering you? Then what is? Nothing. Forget it. Ellen. Anyway, I'm fine. I need a drink. Come on, my van's around the corner. I said don't bring any tech. Tech? Ha. You're right. Tech was certainly an overstatement. A classic, so it's tracker free. I gutted the inside pretty well, though. Why even bother? Can you not talk shit for at least 5 minutes? Shit is an understatement. Sorry, don't have a cock to compensate for, so no over-the-top hot rod that has a steering wheel on the wrong side. Talk shit about my girl again, we're not friends anymore. Then I guess you get to sleep in the street while I put my legs up down some jack and laugh at you when it rains. It's gonna rain? Fuck if I know, Spook. Get in. Eating your words yet? As the kids would say, it's pretty prime. Grim, I say prime all the fucking time. I stand by my words. Ass. Still, it's fucking sweet, right? I have to admit, never judge a book by its cover. Make yourself comfortable. You can sleep back here. I'll take the front. Ellen? Yeah? Are you alright? Like I said, Grim, I'm fine. No, you're not. Who the fuck are you to tell me what I am? Ellen, it's me. I'm not fucking blind. Fine, park your ass here. It's just, the last few days have been hard. I can imagine. I've been in some shit in my life. I've been arrested, been in fights, protests, even a riot or two. All part of the image, you know? And one thing I pride myself on is not looking back. Not regretting the things I can't change. You don't do guilt? Fucking right I don't. But Grim, I'm responsible for this. Almost handed Gloria over to Baynard. Hell, I sent you after her. You're too hard on yourself, you know that? Fuck that, like you're not 10 times worse than me. Point. So how about we both lay off our past mistakes? Yeah, when you figure out how, let me know. Guessing seeing Gloria again brought back some old memories. Yeah, good and bad. Gonna try to focus on the good ones, not the ones with her dad. Hey, we'll figure it out. I know you'll try, but you have to do better. No matter what happens, we have to fix this. Gloria's been through enough shit. So have you. We all have. We're not the important ones here. Thanks, I guess. Well, it's true. Here's hoping things don't go sideways like they always do. Oh, come on. Since when? Ha, gee, let me think. Since forever. The Spitzer pickup? Definition of sideways. No one else could have gotten that done. You're not wrong, but it was still sideways. Fine, name one other time. Only one? Fuck it. If I'm gonna school you, I need some solvent. You need some what? Turpentine, or close enough to it. There you are. There you are, rather, she says. This shit is as old as me. Kicks like a mule. With everything that's going on, you think now is the best time? Fuck yeah, I do. Ellen takes a large swig from the bottle, downing it effortlessly. Feel that burn, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, join me. You know I toned that crap down. Shit, sorry, I keep forgetting. Then again, we might all be dead tomorrow. Hey, don't make me the one that knocks you off the wagon. Hell, not like I go to meetings or anything. It just wasn't fun anymore. You sure, Grim? Yeah, yeah, Ellen, now hand it over. Yeah, holy hell, it has been a while. Oh, come on, don't push that on me now. Just need a second, relax. It makes me think, when was the last time we did this? Hank's retirement party. Shit, that long? Yep, that long. Pretty much gave up drinking after that night, too. I hope he's doing well. Moved to Mex, I think. That's what I heard. Hank did speak highly of you. He's why I gave you a chance in the first place. Hank's good people, you know. He got me into this biz. How'd that work? Had some ties to Spartan and heard about my situation. Knew I needed the money bad. Was he a fan? No, but his kid was. Oh, that little shit. Yeah, Hank said me speaking out stopped his kid from doing something stupid. He was probably blowing smoke up my ass. But yeah, a few introductions later, there I was. Hank was too soft. Not like I did anything special. Still, hell of a retirement party, though. Yup. Remember the bet with the bartender? I told you I could get her home. Yeah, it cost me $50. You never told me how you enjoyed your night. Just give me that drink. Oh, what happened? Don't act like you don't know. I want to hear it from you. She was receptive, eager. Did I mention hot? Ha, and? And she was packing heat, bigger than me, I swear it was. That shit keeps happening to me. Keeps happening? Maybe when I'm more drunk. Maybe never. Yeah, never. I still would have hit it, especially that night. Well, I probably came off as a total ass. I was surprised, you know? You should be more open-minded. There's open-minded. Then there's worrying about the integrity of my sphincter. No, nothing but the damn, urologist. You know, the guy's checking for my prostate. That's the only guy. And not even like when that happens, because that was the worst pain I ever felt. Like, no, don't fucking do that. We do have stories. Remember when you brought in that corporate war criminal? Yup, the only time I didn't feel even a little bad about taking someone in to get liquidated. World's better without him. No doubt. But I meant what happened after. Unless, hick, you don't remember a certain outfit? How the fuck could I forget? Let me try that again. How the fuck could I forget? Alright, just... Whoa, give me a second. I got something to show you. Oh, and what would that be? That's telling. It has to be a surprise. Surprising. Ellen, you're not gonna puke on me again, are you? Fuck off. Now I need to surprise you with that outfit. You're gonna freak. Ellen, that's not how surprises work. Shut up. You hear Ellen shuffling up front, trying to change, albeit with some drunken difficulty. It's just a bikini, Ellen. What on earth are you doing? If I have to tell you to fuck off once more tonight, you will. Close your lips and zip your eyes. You already spoiled the surprise. Shush! Surprise! Now, remember this? I already told you I did. Holy shit, you're slap worthy. I'll hit you. You can try. Alright, and with that, we're gonna go ahead and end it. Things are getting steamy, and I think it's a good time to leave it off for something else. I mean, we can't just spoil everything, right? We gotta leave some for other episodes. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of City of Broken Dreamers, and make sure to pick up the game if you like it. There's a lot of places. You can get it from the Patreon. You can get it from the itch.io. A lot of places. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Uncanny Corner. Uncanny Corner. Could say Uncanny Corner, but Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers.